Chapter 8. The True Apocalypse. Religion for many is a great source of solace and a chance to worship their perceived God or divinities as they choose. There are certainly many truths in all religions, but there are also obvious fallacies that are based on mythology, dogma, and tradition. Since time primordial, humankind has always found the need to worship some being or power that is greater than himself or herself. Whether it was the ancient caveman who worshipped the sun, or perhaps a strong beast, or even some aspect of nature, or the pomp of some religious practice or ceremony. One of the first things that were noticed by humankind was the duality that existed in creation. From the duality of the male and female in nature to the duality of behavior, which was classified as good and evil. It is the latter that we will concentrate on, as it has its greatest impact in the formulation of the religions of mankind. From time immemorial on this earth, humankind has always recognized power in its many guises, whether it was the chief of the tribe, king or queen, religious leader, political leader, or even Mother Nature. Ancient man looked at natural disasters as omens, or the wrath of some god or another. Why else would an earthquake or volcano or flood destroy their homes? Today we look at those beliefs, and most of us realize that they were not caused by any god, but by the forces of nature that from time to time create a natural disaster. Our scientists tell us that certain climatic or atmospheric conditions cause storms, which in turn can intensify into hurricanes, cyclones, floods, etc. We accept this, acknowledge the wisdom of science, and now hold a healthy respect for Mother Nature rather than giving sacrifice to a wind god, a fire god, or a god who is venting his wrath. Times change, and education and discoveries in science have given us a different perspective. Or have they? New scientific discoveries and more education change our way of thinking and outlook on life almost every day. We progress from antiquated beliefs such as that the world is flat to the common knowledge that the Earth is in an insignificant planetary sphere in what appears to be an unendingly large universe made up of trillions of planets and suns that have incomprehensible distances between them. Whew! New discoveries in medicine have changed our outlook on illness and disease. No longer can we say, as ancient man did, that illness or disease is caused by the gods taking out their vengeance or that evil demons have inhabited the body. Science and technology have opened up new worlds of knowledge to us, and one could say that is both good and bad. We have marvelous instruments of technology that help us in our daily living, medical treatment, and medicines that have extended our lives and eased our suffering, but we also have weapons of mass destruction that can annihilate millions in the blink of an eye. New advancements in civilization bring many good things, but they also create new problems for us all to solve. This doesn't mean that change is bad, but we have to adapt to change and its potential problems more quickly than ever before. Conversely, if we refuse to change certain problem areas in our planet-wide society, those problems may lead to more dissension, more wars and bloodshed, and more human suffering. Problems such as racial, ethnic, or religious bigotry, famine and disease, fighting over land and natural resources, population control, and environmental issues are not going away and must be solved. How do we solve these still existing problems derived from the nature of man? Certainly neither one individual nor even one nation is going to solve these woes, because you are dealing with inherent emotions and beliefs such as greed, vengeance, judgment, ethnic and religious beliefs, apathy, nationalism, both political and religious, the quest for power, hypocrisy, and a general lack of spirituality. On the surface, it would appear to be almost hopeless that even one of these problems will be solved, let alone all of them. Nations and groups and individuals have been trying for years to solve them with very little success. One of the cornerstones of a society that could solve or lessen these problems is religion. But therein lies a problem.